Well, it's fantastic news. You know, my ambitions for the Blades are still to be playing in the top echelons of English football. I don't think it's any secret we've been looking to find partner investors for, gosh, 4 or 5 years. It's a game-changing move for Sheffield United.
What kind of money are we talking about here that is coming into this club?
Well, the investment being made, first and foremost, I'd say, is for improving our performance at first-team football level. You know, it's not for adding off-the-field business interests and the like to generate revenue. It's for first-team football.
So that means players?
It means players. It means, you know, better management staff, perhaps. It means building a first-team football squad that can get us back to the top league in England. It's a stated intention within our legal agreement. So the funds being invested are substantial.
So fans, quite rightly then, can start getting excited, can they?
Look, if I'm excited, they're bound to be excited. I do think it's game-changing. This is an internationalisation of Sheffield United. It's done in an equally owned partnership so that the control and the essence of the club, the ethos of the club, will not change. The partner is learning, but the partner is here for the long term. And, you know, I'm personally delighted. I mean, we have got to know the partners well. It's not been a quick flirtation. Mm-hmm. This is right for Sheffield United. There's no one more conscious of that than myself, who was born and bred a Blade down the street.
How quickly does it have to get back to the Premier League?
Oh, gosh, come on, Paul. We've made such efforts to get back to the Premier League since we're, you know, unjustly relegated. You know, and anyone can see that if they sit down and think, you know, quietly. Mm. We've had bad luck. We've maybe had, you know, bad selections of certain, you know, management or managerial positions in the past that have not gone to plan. And I can say to all fans, you know, David Weir is equally delighted.
So just to be clear, not a penny goes into your pocket, because fans might see this and say, this is McCabe getting his money back out of the club and all of this. You've heard it all before.
I've heard statements made. I mean, I don't look at websites, but where on earth supporters get these stupid stories from is it beggars belief. Mm. So, I can say to yourself and every supporter, not a red cent, not by being my intention. I think what we've achieved for Sheffield United, what will be a long-standing relationship. We do need, again, I state this to you and every fan, we need some blessed luck at times. You don't lose 7 playoffs in the, you know, the short-term history of United. There's something up there at times that kicks us in the teeth at the wrong time, but this time, success.
Just finally, can we expect new additions coming in terms of loans, or will we have to wait until the end of the season before signings are made and before we see the effect of this cash having an effect?
The plan of action is simple. It's to improve the first team squad. Mm-hmm. Whether that's done through, in part through the loan system, or whether it's real buying again in January, you know, judging where we are in the league and the different positions on the field of play. Yep. But I will say to all supporters, it's to ensure that A, some of our real young performing stars do not have to be sold, so they're retained, hopefully on longer-term contracts, and B, to make shrewd, astute signings at the right time to strengthen, with the strong belief we will get promoted, not just for League One, but then an even better squad that's matured as we go back into the Championship with aims of being promoted from that division.